Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but, you know, I've said it before, it's just all about, you know, just keep on grinding and keeping at it. So that's what I try to do, is just get better every single day and stay confident.
That nickname they gave you in training camp is a little extreme. What do you think?
I like it. You know, I try to live up to it every day, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the sport's about, right? You just take it a little bit over the top, right? In your background, what made you that way, a guy who leans at it hard at all times?
I couldn't even tell you, man. I couldn't even tell you. I just, ever since I played, I've tried to play that way, you know? It's just kind of my MO a little bit.
Could you step back up to the mic?
Oh, sorry.
Were you ever in boxing or martial arts or anything like that where the aggressiveness would translate to winning fights?
No. Yeah. I trained a little MMA over the break, though, this past break. So.
With whom?
Guy Banyo here in Cleveland. So,
Scott, what are your goals this season?
Try to be a better player every day and every game, and contribute to the defense, get some sacks, make some plays, and just do everything I can to help the defense.
What has Paul Kruger taught you about this defense since being in the system?
He's taught me a lot. He's taught me, him and Mingo, really kind of helped me with my technique and where I fit, especially in the pass and the coverage stuff, things that, you know, I'm still kind of learning a little bit. So they helped me out a lot. They've been huge.
The coaches say you set the edge really well. Can you describe to us what that means?
Really, it's just coming off the ball hard and just crushing down that edge and really setting it hard and keeping anything from going, you know, extending to that side that I'm on.
So it's like a run stopping?
Yeah, run stopping.
Have you changed the player at all, or how much did you change, or is it more the opportunity you're getting here than your past now?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I've gotten better every year that I've played in the league. So it's definitely a progression for me. And with that comes experience and confidence too. So.
Were there doubts, you know, when you're bouncing around that maybe you wouldn't get a chance to play as much as you're going to get a chance?
Yeah, I think that creeps in a lot of times with a lot of guys, you know. It just happens. But, again, it's just staying confident and training hard and just keeping at it and just staying focused. That's the huge thing, especially when you have that off time when you're cut as a player.
Scott, how much confidence did it give you to be able to do what you did toward the end of last season?
You know, quite a bit. I felt like it's more – the coaches helped me get in that position, you know, so that's a great, it's a shout out to them. And, you know, Mingo and Krug helped me, you know, learn really fast when I first got here too. So I feel like, you know, it's a huge contribution to them too, you know.